USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. A vote to acquit is expected on Wednesday. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
United, Delta, and American are among the airlines that have moved to cut or suspend flights to and from China because of the coronavirus. A new travel advisory has raised the travel warning for China. The State Department is telling Americans not to travel there. Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar is issuing that U.S. health emergency to stop any spread of coronavirus. Citizens returning from the infected region of China will be self-quarantined of up to 14 days. Also, the president has issued a directive
temporarily suspending the entry into the United States of foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the 2019 novel coronavirus.
The action is temporary as they monitor the virus. It takes effect Sunday evening. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 603 points, the S&P down 58, and the NASDAQ down 148. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Amazon Prime continues to grow, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon's Prime business growing to more than 150 million subscribers. The figure is a huge step up from the 100 million it announced in 2018. And this is despite an increase in Prime membership fees from $99 to $119 a couple of years ago. According to CEO Jeff Bezos, Prime members watched twice the number of hours of original movies and TV shows on Prime Video in the fourth quarter as compared to the previous year, though the company would not provide more info on that viewing. The company is saying in the last 3 months, it's earned roughly $3.3 billion profit on sales of $87.4 billion, both of which smashed Wall Street expectations.
A woman who accuses President Trump of raping her in the 1990s is now asking for a DNA sample from him. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll served notice for the president to submit a sample before March 2nd in Washington for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA on the dress Carroll claims she was wearing during the encounter. A lab report shows several other people were tested and eliminated. President Trump was asked about Carroll and the allegations in June.
It's a totally false accusation. I have absolutely no idea who she is.
Carroll filed a defamation lawsuit against the president in November after he denied the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.